Code from hardtofindcode.com. Today, Article 250, Grounding and Bonding, the article every electrician says they reread every year. Let's talk about why.
Can somebody explain the actual difference between grounding and bonding? Everybody uses those words like they're the same thing.
They're not. And that mix-up is my number one field correction. Grounding connects the electrical system to the earth through a grounding electrode, a ground rod, concrete-encased electrode, metal water pipe. Bonding ties all the metal parts together at the same potential, so a fault has a low impedance path back to the source.
Right. The equipment grounding conductor is doing the bonding work, even though it has the word grounding in the name. Confusing, I know. On a service inspection, the first thing I check is the grounding electrode system. Conductor sized off table 250.66, landed on a listed connector on an accessible electrode. Then bonding, water pipe, gas piping, metal enclosures.
What's the concrete encased electrode? I've heard people call it a Ufer ground.
Named after Herbert Ufer. If there's rebar or bare copper in the footing, section 250.50 requires you to use it as part of the grounding electrode system. You don't get to drive a ground rod and skip the Ufer because you didn't know it was there. I've failed jobs where guys just drove rods and ignored existing rebar.
Common small mistakes that show up as big violations. Undersized bonding jumper around a meter socket, or a green ground screw that never got installed in a metal box. Follow the fault path from the panel to the farthest metal part. If there's a break anywhere in that path, you've got a violation. More at hardtofindcode.com.